His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and delivers them. Beloved, do not let fear master you. Though fear shouts, faith whispers. Though fear trembles, love remains strong. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When your heart trembles, remember, you are held in the palm of his hand. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. A story: a man once carried a lantern in the night. The road was dark and the path uncertain. Yet with each step, the lantern lit only a few feet ahead. Still, it was enough. So it is with the Word of God. It does not reveal every turn at once, but it lights the next step. And that is enough. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Beloved, rest now in the presence of the Lord. Let his peace cover you. Let his word dwell richly within you. For he is your shepherd, your healer, your comforter, and your everlasting hope. Amen. Beloved, come and rest in the presence of the Lord. Let every burden fall away. Hear his invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Pause, take a breath. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Beloved, there is shelter in his presence. When storms rise, he is your refuge. When fear presses in, he is your fortress. The world may shake, but his word endures forever. Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Beloved, healing flows from the cross. Not only forgiveness, but restoration. Not only pardon, but peace. His wounds declare forever, you are loved, you are mine. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Section 1, Call to Stillness. Beloved, pause and hear the whisper of God. Be still and know that I am God. The nations may rage, storms may rise, but the Lord is unshaken. Breathe, rest. You are safe in His care. Section 2, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. Section 3, Reflection on God's Care. Beloved, you are not forgotten. The Lord watches over you at every step. Your path is known to Him. Your sorrows are seen. Your prayers are heard. Rest in His faithfulness. Trust in His unfailing love. The one who keeps Israel also keeps you. Section 4, Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Section 5, Storytelling, The Lamp on the Hill. A village once sat in darkness, its people weary and afraid. But on a hill nearby, a lamp was lit. Though small, its light spread across the valley, guiding travelers, lifting hearts, giving hope. So it is with Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Section 6, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Section 1, Stillness Before the Lord. Beloved, hear the invitation of God. Be still and know that I am God. The earth may shake, the nations may rage, but the Lord remains unshaken. Pause here, breathe, and rest in His unchanging presence. Section 2, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Section 3, Reflection on God's Mercy. Mercy is not weakness. Mercy is the strength of God, reaching down to lift the lowly. Mercy restores, mercy heals. Mercy rewrites your story. Beloved, do not fear your brokenness. God is not ashamed of your wounds. He is the one who binds them up. Section 4, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way. Though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Section 5, Storytelling, the Storm and the Anchor. A ship once sailed into a sudden storm. Winds howled, waves rose, and the vessel was tossed. The sailors panicked, yet the anchor held firm. Though unseen beneath the waters, it gripped the rock. So it is with Christ. He is the anchor for your soul. You may be battered by the storm, but you are not adrift. You are held fast by his strength. Section 6, Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Section 7, Reflection on Fear. Fear is loud. Fear shouts with urgency, demanding your attention. But faith is steady. Faith speaks softly, reminding you of what is eternal. Beloved, choose faith over fear. Lift your eyes, for the Lord who made heaven and earth is your keeper. Section 8, John 14. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Section 9, Storytelling, the Shepherd and the Lost Sheep. A shepherd counted his flock one evening. 99 sheep were safe, but one was missing. He left the 99 in the fold and went out into the wilderness, through thorns, through rocks, through shadows. He searched until he found the one. He lifted it onto his shoulders and rejoiced more over that one than over the 99 who never strayed. So it is with you, beloved. When you were lost, he came for you, and he will not let you go. Section 10, Romans 5. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Section 11, Reflection on Grace. Grace is more than pardon. Grace is power. It lifts you from despair and sets your feet on solid ground. Beloved, do not live under the shadow of condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Section 12, Closing Blessing. Beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Section 1, Invitation to Rest. Beloved, come and rest in the presence of the Lord. He has said, "Be still and know that I am God." Let the weight of your heart settle. Breathe deeply. You are safe in his care. God is not hurried, he is not harsh, He is gentle and faithful. He calls you by name and says, "You are mine." Section 2, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Section 3, Reflection on Light. Even in the valley, light shines. Even in the storm, peace can be found. Even in sorrow, joy waits to rise. Beloved, do not measure God's goodness by today's trouble. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness endures forever. Section 4, John 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Section 5, Storytelling, The Potter's Hands. Imagine clay in the hands of a potter. At first, it is shapeless. It resists, it wobbles, it threatens to collapse. But the potter does not abandon it. With patience and steady hands, he shapes, molds, and reforms. What seemed ruined becomes beautiful. So it is with you. God is shaping you in his hands. What felt broken is not wasted. He makes all things new. Section 6, Isaiah 40. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Section 7, Devotional Encouragement. Beloved, when you are weary, remember, the Lord is your strength. When you are broken, remember, the Lord is your healer. When you are afraid, remember, the Lord is your fortress. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. Section 8, Romans 8. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Section 9, Storytelling, The Lamp in Darkness. A traveler once entered a cave carrying a small lamp. The darkness was heavy and the air was still. At first, the lamp seemed too small, its glow swallowed by the shadows. But step by step, the light revealed the path. Each stone, each turn, each obstacle became clear. And though the cave was long, the lamp was enough. So it is with the Word of God. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Section 10, Matthew 11. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Section 11, Closing Meditation. Beloved, pause now. Let your heart be still. let your mind rest. You are loved by God. You are held by His hand. You are healed by His mercy. And you are restored by His Spirit. The Lord is your shepherd, your comforter, your healer, and your everlasting hope. Amen. In thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities. But I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. For thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things, proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. O God, who sees not the mask, but the marrow, not the surface, but the soul. You saw me when the pain was hidden. You counted the tears no one else could see. You listened when my breath was too shallow to form words. You did not turn away. You stood beside my sleepless nights, sat with me in sterile rooms, walked the halls of diagnosis with your robe brushing my shoulder. You are the God who sees the broken. Though my body trembles, though my prayers fall like cracked leaves. Though I cannot hold the hope I once did, you still hold me. You have not forgotten how to heal. You do not measure by timelines. You do not withdraw when faith grows thin. A bruised reed, you will not break. A smoldering wick, you will not snuff out. Isaiah, you kneel beside me now. You breathe life back into places that were shutting down. You are near to the brokenhearted. Oh God, if I could reach, I would touch your hem. If I could cry louder, I would call your name. But you hear the whisper before the wind. You answer the glance before the groan. So I rest, not because I feel strong, but because you are near. Heal me, O Lord, not just in body, but in the silence of my fear. Let your light enter where shame built a wall. Let your hand reach where medicine cannot. You are the God who sees the broken and does not pass by. Where the hem of his robe brushes the earth and the flow begins. Story 1. The Ship in the Storm. A ship entered a violent storm. Waves struck the hull. The crew panicked. Orders were shouted. Sails tore. The sky was black. But below deck in the lowest hold, the cargo did not know the storm. The anchor was set. The storm was loud. But the anchor was deeper. You are not the waves. You are not the wind. You are anchored. This story stabilizes. It says the storm is real. But it is not ultimate. When I am weary, you are my light. You restore my faith. When I am afraid, you do not reject me. You say, you are mine. When I am tired of fighting, you take up the heavy cross I could no longer carry. Though others walk past me, you do not. You carry my pain and take it into yourself. You did not reply, why trouble me? You said, do not be afraid. I am with you always, even to the end of time. A leper once ran toward him. Others ran away. They shouted for the man to leave, but he ran toward Jesus. Lord, if you are willing, and Jesus did not step back. I am willing. Matthew 8:2-3. The leper, though shut out by his disease from the cities of Israel, yet got within hearing of Christ's sermon, and was encouraged by it to make his application to him. For he that taught as one having authority could heal so. And therefore he came and worshipped him, as one clothed with a divine power. His address is, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The cleaning of him may be considered a mercy to the body, delivering it from a disease, which though it did not threaten life, embittered it. And so it directs us not only to apply ourselves to Christ, who has power over bodily diseases, for the cure of them, but it also teaches us in what manner to apply ourselves to him, with an assurance of his power, believing that he is as able to cure diseases now as he was when on earth. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. He said, I will, be thou made whole. For his power is unlimited, we may cheerfully turn to his perfect will. Thy will be done. And this makes the expectation easy, and the event, when it comes, comfortable. 2. As a typical mercy, sin is the leprosy of the soul. It shuts us out from communion with God, our source of restoration. It is necessary that we be cleansed from sin and then sickness. We must turn away from sin and unforgiveness, and this ought to be our great concern. Now observe. It is our comfort when we apply ourselves to Christ as the great physician, that if he will, he can make us clean. He has told us clearly, it is my will, and we should, with an humble, believing boldness, go to him and tell him so. That is, 1, we must rest ourselves upon his power. We must be confident of this, that Christ can make us clean. No guilt is so great, but that there is a sufficiency in his righteousness to atone for it. No corruption so strong, but there is a sufficiency in his grace to subdue it. God would not appoint a physician to his hospital that is not par negotio, every way qualified for the undertaking. 2. We must recommend ourselves to his pity. We cannot demand it as a debt, but we must humbly request it as a favor. Lord, if thou wilt, I throw myself at thy feet, and if I perish, I will perish there. 2. Christ's answer to this address, which was very kind, Matthew 8:3. 1. He put forth his hand and touched him. The leprosy was a noisome, loathsome disease, yet Christ touched him, for he did not disdain to converse with publicans and sinners, to do them good. There was a ceremonial pollution contracted by the touch of a leper, but Christ would show that when he conversed with sinners, he was in no danger of being infected by them, for the prince of this world had nothing in him. Anything he touches is made pure and whole. 2. He said, I will, be thou clean. Here is his word of kindness, I will. I am as willing to help thee as thou art to be helped. Note, they who by faith apply themselves to Christ for mercy and grace may be sure that he is willing, freely willing, to give them the mercy and grace they come to him for. Christ is a physician. That does not need to be sought for. He is always in the way, does not need to be urged. While we are yet speaking, he hears. He heals freely, not for price nor reward. He has given all possible demonstration that he is as willing as he is able to save sinners. A word of power, be thou clean. Both a power of authority and a power of energy are exerted in this word. Christ heals by a word of command to us. Be thou clean. Be willing to be clean and use the means. Turn away from all filthiness. But there goes along with this a word of command concerning us, a word that does the work. I will that thou be clean. Such a word as this is necessary to the cure and effectual for it, and the almighty grace which speaks it shall not be wanting to those who truly desire it. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. He speaks it, it is done, and yet he works effectually. He commands, and it stands fast. The after directions Christ gave him. It is fit that they who are cured by Christ should ever after be ruled by him. From Commentary by Matthew Henry, as edited by Laird. Declarative moment, Christ is not repelled by your condition. He is not hesitant. He is not conflicted. He is not calculating. He is willing. Story 2, the potter and the cracked vessel. Function, strength. A potter lifted a vessel from the wheel. A crack had formed. The clay had weakened. He did not throw it away. He pressed it again. He reshaped it. He refired it. The crack did not disqualify it. It required deeper forming. If you feel like a broken vessel, you are still in the hands of the potter. Let yourself imagine him near. Sickness is loud. Fear is loud. Reports are loud. But the word of the Lord is louder. He sends forth his word and melts them. What melts at his word? Ice? Cold? Hardness? What melts at his word in you? Fear? Shame? Resignation? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Be strong and of good courage, Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Trust in the Lord with thy whole heart, and never lean to thy own understanding. For he hath said, No, I will never leave thee, not I. I will never, never cast thee off. He made the entire world, and he made you. You are precious to him. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. John 1:5. You have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. Psalm 31:7. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. But I trusted in you, O Lord. I said, You are my God. My times are in your hand. Psalm 31. Enter the experience. You have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. Before we continue, God does not observe your affliction from a distance. He has considered it. He has known your soul in adversity, not the surface, the soul. Now read, O Lord, I put my trust in you. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Stop there. The psalmist dares to say, Bow down your ear. This is not a timid prayer. I am like a broken vessel. If you feel broken, you are not outside the story. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Psalm 34:18. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. He sees you. Not the strong version, not the version others expect. He sees the tired one. He knows the distress of your soul. He holds you in the palm of his hand. He restores your spirit. He heals your soul. He forgives your sins. He redeems your life from destruction. You are not hidden from him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. The one who counts the stars knows the fracture in your heart. The one who commands the heavens binds your wounds. He has not forgotten how to heal. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. He counts galaxies. He names stars. And he binds your wound. The one who commands snow is not confused by your diagnosis. He is not overwhelmed by your test results. He is not searching for options. He heals the brokenhearted. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8:2-3. He did not step back. He did not hesitate. He did not calculate. He said, I am willing. Christ is not repelled by your condition. He is not reluctant. He is willing. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:4-5. Darkness is real, but it is not sovereign. Christ is. Let your breathing slow. You are not here to perform faith. You are here because he sees you. Be strong and of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. You are being strengthened now. Christ is willing. Christ is able. Christ is present, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. James 5:15. Expectation is not presumption. It is confidence in his character. Fear does not rule here. Sickness does not have final authority. Despair does not define this story. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. You are not abandoned. You are not forgotten. You are not unseen. Where the hem of his robe brushes the earth, the flow begins. You have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities. Psalm 31:7. My times are in your hand. Psalm 34. NKJV. Full chapter. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. You are not singled out for suffering. You are not uniquely abandoned. Many are the afflictions, but the Lord delivers. Plain declaration, he sees you. He hears your cry. He delivers from fear. He is near to the brokenhearted. You are not outside his reach. Psalm 147, NKJV, full chapter. Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food, and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders, and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. He counts galaxies. He names stars. And he binds your wound. Let the scale contrast sink in. This is not small mercy. This is cosmic attention. Then speak, the one who commands snow is not confused by your diagnosis. He is not overwhelmed by your test results. He is not searching for options. He heals the brokenhearted. Plain declaration. The one who counts the stars, binds your wounds. The one who commands the snow, knows your name. He has not forgotten how to heal. Matthew 8:1-3. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. He is willing, he is not distant. He is not reluctant, he is not conflicted, he is willing. The leper did not ask, Are you able? He asked, Are you willing? Power was assumed, willingness was questioned, and Christ answered the question that still troubles the sick bed, I am willing. Notice something. The leper did not ask, Are you able? He asked, Are you willing? Power was assumed, willingness was questioned, and Christ answered the question that still troubles the sick bed, I am willing. Now let that sit. That is not rhetoric, that is revelation. Strengthening and expectation. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. John 1:4-5. Darkness is real, but it is not sovereign. Christ is. Be strong and of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. You are being strengthened now. Christ is willing. Christ is able. Christ is present. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. James 5:15. Fear does not rule here. Sickness does not have final authority. Despair does not define this story. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Where the hem of his robe brushes the earth, the flow begins. Christ is willing. Christ is able. Christ is present. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye,
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well, it is well
Bye.
Oh.